couldn't agree more. What with what Mr. Henry said, or with what's being said in this song? I agree with all of it.
What are you talking about?
I'm screwing around, for God's sake. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Well, what's with you?
I agree with everything. This is hell. I'm in hell. And you think you agree with hell? General.
Never, I've got it, Phil. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Margaret Gray, and...
Yeah, I'm General Galen Shaw. I'm in hell.
Yeah, this is Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman. Here's Phil Henry.
I know you're in hell, General, so we'll... That is Exodus with Blood In, Blood Out. Welcome to the show.
What is it called again? Called Blood In, Blood Out.
General, you don't understand the lyrics, so what's the point?
Oh, I see. But you do, huh? You know, that whole, when you said you... Oh, man.
Really disoriented you, didn't it?
It disoriented because when I hear that music, I descend to hell, and I can't get out, and I'm, and then you show up in your mink stole and a real big wind, and you think... All right, General, are you serious?
I'm a little bit serious. Not much, but a little.
Welcome to the show, anyway. And this is the Phil Henry Show. It's what the hell is this, Tuesday?
Yeah, it's Tuesday, Mr. Henry. We have Chef Chedilia. Bobby Dooley sat in another dip. And let's see.
What does that mean, Bobby Dooley sat in a dip?
Well, she got knocked into a dip last year, and apparently she had a football party on Sunday. She got pushed in a dip.
And, well, the point is that she makes these fatty dips, these fattening dips, that she has no real business making, but she claims that because she has she doesn't put on weight. Her husband, Steve, works out. I don't know.
Well, is he muscle-bound, or what is he?
He's got a good body. All right, I'll give him that. But there's something going on there. I don't know what it is.
Probably take a handful of speed.
Now, wait a minute. That's suable. Don't say that.
What do you say?
Handful of speed.
And you just repeated it.
All right, so let's just not go there.
But also the fact that her sons, I've not seen, the three sons, Jason J. Del... What? No, that's our son.
Jason J. and Delmonico.
No, Jason, Justin, and Seth. You know, I've lost interest now.
But you're going to say that I kind of know where your mind goes.
Where my mind goes?
Yeah, sometimes it makes a beeline for that manhole.
For that manhole,
I think where your mind goes is the sewer, because I believe that when I said that...
When you said what?
That I knew...
In other words, her three sons are fat tubs of guts.
Well, that's kind of what I thought you were going to say.
Well, you're right, I was, but now you've alleviated me of that problem, so I never did say that.
Yeah, but she's going to hear what you said.
Yeah.
So what she hears of... What?
In other words, she's going to hear when we bring her on the I Sat in the Dip segment. She's going to know what you said.
I Sat in the Dip segment? What is this?
You're talking about Paul Muni. I'm not trying to be funny. Who is the guy? Lupus.
Talk about Paul Lucas in Mission Impossible.
In Mission Impossible?
In Mission Impossible. I don't even know if that's the right name, but I don't care anymore because we've, burned so much daylight now that I'd just as soon get up out of this chair, go out into traffic, and stand and just wait for a really fast bus to come along.
You're kidding, right?
Yes, I'm kidding. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's the Phil Henry Show. It's Tuesday. We do have Chef Carl Chedilia today. And the reason why he's going to be on is we're going to talk a little bit about, I have been dieting, and I'm off and on dieting. I got down to 210. I was at 200, and just so people know what my credentials are in this area.
All right, Phil, don't lord it over people.
Well, I'm not lording it over anybody. Just so people know, I know what I'm talking about here. I was at 306 pounds in the spring of 2012 when I did that TV show New Girl. And if you want to see what a fat tub of guts I was, go ahead and find reruns of that show.
But name of the episode, Mr. Henry.
I don't know. I played a sports guy, and I played a sports guy that Winston hangs with. A big fat, and boy, was I just absolutely disgustingly, incredibly obese. That was the spring of 2012. I'd been at 306 pounds in the fall of 2011 when I did an episode of, I think it was Modern Family.
So in other words, when you had your first and probably only real network exposure...
Not only, but and it wasn't the first.
Well, you're the most prominent, I would say. I think New Girl and Modern Family, it doesn't get much more highly rated than that. And you were Gut City. Oh, baby.
Nice going, Phil.
That's a real clutch move, Miss Henry.
That's me. that's your buddy, Phil. So I was, 306 pounds. So in the spring of 2012, right after I did what I just told you about, the New Girl show, I said, this has got to stop. Just like Daryl Weber. Remember Daryl Weber?
Yeah, got to stop.
Whatever happened to him?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Yes, you do.
All right, well, if I actually do care, I hope he got. I hope the wife got rid of him, the way he talked.
Daryl Weber was a man that did a blues segment on Phil's show, played blues music, and talked about his wife unwrapping wax paper-covered ham sandwiches in church. I don't know. It all made me spit up a little bit.
So, where was I now?
Yeah, it was great. Taking him's train of thought and everything.
Say that again?
I thought you were interrupting his train of thought.
Well, excuse me. Phil doesn't have a train of thought. What he has is a train wreck of thought.
Good for you. Now, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, 306 pounds.
Yes, 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 306 pounds. Then what?
All right, then I said, all right, I got to lose this weight. And the one thing I haven't tried is counting calories. I have exercised my ass off, and I've tried to eat sensibly, but I haven't really looked at the amount of calories that I am ingesting, taking into my body. So that's what I started doing. And I don't know when it was. I think it was in March of that year. I started looking at all the calories on all the foods that I was buying, and I kept it under 2,000. I decided on 2,000 calories a day because my doctor had told me, he had shown me a diabetic diet.
You said that was 1,500 calories.
For who?
This was a diet for diabetics, 1,500 calories. And I figured, I don't need that. In fact, I probably wouldn't be able to survive on that. So I kept it at 2,000. And in the spring of 2012, I was 289 pounds. And by Halloween of
2016.
Yeah, that's a joke, Missouri.
Yeah, that's real funny.
Not really.
By Halloween of 2012, I was 210 pounds.
So that was 70 pounds, is that correct?
80 pounds.
80 pounds. How many pounds a month?
Well, I think you said 11 pounds a month, right?
It averaged out to 11 pounds a month, and that's where it was at. And the mistake that I made was that I immediately went back to eating. Now, I never did get back up to 289, and I never got up to 306. I think the heaviest I've been since then is 255. And I've decided, you know, and I hit that this past September. So now I'm on my way back down with this, you know, diet.
Now, let me ask you a question. You don't want to keep yo-yoing up and down like they say. And they always say you can't keep the weight off.
They say it, I'm certain they say you take the weight off, you never keep it off.
Look at you all of a sudden, bud. What are you, some sort of a nutritionist?
I'm just telling people what I know.
Well, people do, and Bud's right, to the extent, I hate to admit, but he is right to the extent that people are not able to keep the weight off. But the reason why they don't keep the weight off is that there is a little tiny pig in all of us. And the little pig oinks out its need for food, its need to shove the cruller, to shove the donut, to inhale and siphon in the taco and burrito. It's as if inside of all of us is a little tiny Mexican burrito stand with the big, greasy...
Yeah?
I'm telling you, we've all battled it.
Margaret, I don't mean to be a... Have you had this problem?
What problem?
A weight problem.
Thomas, man, she says you never had.
I've never had a weight problem.
Well, you talk like you do. You talk about the little miniature pig that's inside of all of us.
Why does that sound like I've had that problem?
Because you seem to know about it, that's all.
I seem to know about it. Phil, the way you speak is almost as if there's been some a physical abuse of you in the past.
No, because you seem to know about it. All right, let's drop the point. Nonetheless, you're right. There is a small hog in all of us. Time now for traffic here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Let's go to Bob Bacon and the crew. Bob?
Our prototype, we got right now. Look at that flying spin kick with a tie kick, kickbox spot. On the 25 freeway, that plus you're going to have that butt shot, the nail shot, that's friend, as he outruns the competition there and takes a knee right to the navel on Bob Land. Over there on the 15 freeway right now, they're down to DirecTV and outrun that band. I'm going to pull out there when I got screwed my last bill. Two of the Skyboy right now, find out the north side of Cloud Bound.
Hey, Mom, I got Seth Allen, first down, and with 75 yards to go, to go to the 35-yard line. And this lady out there with a big honking nose on her, she's down, and we should take the top off down there on the south ground. And this is Skyboy.
Wenzel Sloss Plumbing. You know, years ago...
Cut, cut, cut. Wait a minute. Where is it?
What happened to the sky, baby?
I told you about that. And don't interrupt the commercial.
Oh, wait a minute. We knew you were going to pull something.
Where is the baby?
What do you mean, where's the baby?
Man, the Sky Baby has been pulled off the air, and Harvey Weierman is going to be in.
Okay, so if you guys would have shut up.
You're telling me to shut up.
Yeah, I'm telling you and you and you and all of you out there to shut up.
This isn't over.
No kidding. I was going to talk about it after the break. Go. Wenceslaus Plumbing. Hi, I'm Good King Wenceslaus. That's exactly what they named me. My first name is Good, my middle name is King, my last name is Wenceslaus, and then I have a suffix, which is Plumbing. Now, they decided that I would go into plumbing because they gave me that name. That's how that happened. It usually doesn't go down that way, but that's how it went down in my very, very sick and very troubled family. Good King Wenceslaus Plumbing is my name, and that's the name of my business, and that's essentially what I do, even though I can't stand plumbing, but I was sort of locked into it by fate, by two parents that are mentally unstable, by two parents that need to be locked away for their own safety and the safety of others. Good King Wenceslaus Plumbing in Pacoima, Barstow, and now the new store in Riverside. Good King Wenceslaus Plumbing. They're a vegetable stand, as well as plumbing. Well, I'll tell you, I love my sports on a Saturday night, and without my Buffo Sports app, I'd be a dead man. I'd be a dead man, and I'd already start smelling. That's right, with this Buffo Sports app, I see everything I want. Football, baseball, bronco busting. I see all of the bull riding. I see the rodeo. And, of course, Saturday Night Circle Jerk starting at 10. Saturday Night Circle Jerk, which features Kim Kosko and the Everton 3. Have you ever watched professional circle jerking?
No, I haven't.
Well, don't look at me like I'm weird, man. I'm telling you, it makes a lot of money. Saturday Night Circle Jerk and more. Get the Buffo Sports app and you become the man. The Buffo Sports app. Get it at Hydrix. I got home the other night and there was Jack from Jack in the Box sitting on the couch with my pregnant wife and he had his arm around her. So I pulled the head off, thinking there was a real human under there. Wasn't. And he screamed. And I mean, the blood.
You pulled Jack of Jack in the Box's head off?
Yes.
Because I thought.
Because you thought what?
I thought it was a human was wearing a fake head.
No, that's his. That's his, that's the head.
Well, I know that now because there was. Oh, God, it was disgusting.
True Crime, Saturday nights at 10, right here on Wingenham TV.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Famous Phil Henry Show at El Pacifico in Southern California. And now, let's bring on Harvey Weierman. Harvey Weierman, who's an attorney at law. Boy, I tell you, oh, yeah, almost. Mr. Henry looked like he's going to have himself a heart attack or something right there. Harvey is at Los Angeles International Airport, and we're going to talk a little bit here now about Sky Baby.
I'm not going to have a heart attack. I didn't have the heart attack. It was Margaret.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I want to know what happened to a feature on this program that has proved to be very, very popular.
Margaret, may I speak, Phil?
Go ahead. Harvey Weierman, folks, attorney from San Marino.
Margaret, you know, making a bigger deal out of something when you know and I know you don't care whether the baby lives or dies. I have had communication.
That is an absolute lie.
Margaret was very concerned that this was going to happen.
Yeah, General, she might have been concerned, but for her to cause a big stink like that. Now, the baby is here with me, and in a moment, Phil, Boyd is going to make a statement concerning the contractual differences that the two of you have had, and I'm going to be dealing with you. But Ms. Gray, let's not make any mistake. Boyd Sweetan knows exactly where you stand with him. And where he stood with you, and I won't go any further than that.
What is that supposed to mean?
I think you know what it means. Boyd?
Wait a minute. No, don't go.
Boyd? But Sky Baby says...
Will you knock that off and have somebody who speaks English?
I speak English.
I mean that... You're telling me he doesn't?
Yes, he does, but he chooses to speak baby. Go ahead. I can't say that. I can't, please, it's foul and filthy.
Really, is that right?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Boyd says that he has a contract with your show. And he said that he gets to be paid for being up in the air and crashing his helicopter. Because that's what it says in his contract, and you signed it, Henry. And for you to yank him off the air the way you did, just there's no Boyd Sky Baby Sweetan, makes him look like a chump and a chimp, basically a chump chimp, to all of his contemporaries, his superiors, and his inferiors. As far as Ms. Gray is concerned, So we had a consensual sexual affair.
How dare? That is a lie.
We had a consensual sexual affair. I'm only kidding.
You know something? I'm going to sue anyway.
For what?
For making a crap can joke like that.
Boyd says, lighten up and you'll live longer.
You know, Boyd, you're not going to live any longer because if I run into you, and let me just tell you this much, ladies and gentlemen, this thing, this sky baby, hit on me when I was over at the grocery store.
In your dreams.
I'm done.
Margaret, sit down.
No, I'm not going to sit here and be insulted.
Did you hit on this guy or not?
Boyd says, yes, she did, but fortunately for her, I was the adult in the situation. I wouldn't let it get any further than a polite peck on the cheek. And when I say cheek, I'll leave that to your imagination.
What up? You know what? If I didn't know this was a joke, I would find that Boyd Sky Baby Sweetan and boot that punk like a soccer ball into the ocean by way of a radioactive egress from San Onofre.
What a wallop!
What an asshole!
All right, well, thank you very much, Harvey.
Did you just call me Hart?
I called you Harvey.
Harvey Wireman here representing Boyd Sky. So what do you think, Boyd? Your show blows anyway, Phil. I'm going to go to work for Mark Barron. And then you'll see, and then you'll know.
Yeah. You trying to waste my time or something?
What?
What was that?
That was Boyd Sky Baby Sweetdale. I didn't do anything.
No. This was all set up by Harvey and by that baby.
And you didn't have anything to do with it?
No, I knew it was going to happen.
All right, so the point being, I don't want that guy on our traffic any longer until he stops crashing his chopper into those water towers. Now, he said he wasn't going to do that. That's why I didn't have him on the air this morning. This whole lawsuit thing, which I was only informed of a few minutes before we went on the air, is a little asinine.
You know as well as I do that I think that baby is some kind of a weird hypersexual freak.
And apparently Margaret was in the supermarket and did encounter him. He was in there getting some lunch. Was it the deli counter?
Yeah, Boyd was at the deli counter getting some corned beef. And I said, well, who's that in the top hat? He's very small. And he said, that's Boyd Sweetan. I said, Boyd, Margaret Gray. So we had a polite conversation. And then as he was walking away, he turned and pinched my ass.
Well, you thought it was a pinch.
It was a pinch, all right.
How are you doing? You didn't bite it.
Pete, I'm going to
pinch her.
Come on, will you?
Ow.
Oh, I didn't touch you, you jacker. So
he pinched you on the ass.
Yes. So I said, you know what? That's just the kind of thing that's going to get you in all kinds of trouble. And that's when I went back and I mentioned it to Phil. I didn't know you were going to pull him off the air for it.
I didn't pull him off the air for that.
Well, Phil, it's very coincidental.
No, it is not. You told me that today. I decided to pull him off the air yesterday.
You didn't mention anything about it.
Yeah, Phil, you didn't mention anything about it.
Now, sir, that's, sound like the circumstantial evidence.
You know what? I don't care what you guys think. I don't care what you believe. That's exactly what I said was going to happen. That's exactly what went down. And you getting pinched on the ass has nothing to do with it. And Boyd Sweetan can kiss my ass. And if he wants back on these airwaves, I don't care who else he's going to go work for. I don't want him crashing that chopper.
Well, yeah, everyone know. What's the problem with it?
It bugs me, okay?
Yeah, it's getting kind of old, you know?
What do you mean getting old? That's the high point of the whole damn traffic or whatever they do. What is it, traffic? Yeah, it's traffic.
Well, it's the high point of the traffic.
See, you don't even know what it is.
What does that mean? He doesn't know what it is.
You don't know whether it's traffic or weather.
Well, you said it's traffic, so I believe you.
All right, folks, that was Boyd Sweet. I'm telling you, that guy's not going to be back.
All right, Phil, we get it, okay?
And I don't want to hear about you and him and what you guys got cooked up.
So you think I'm willingly sacking that...
All right, no, I do not. I don't think that at all. I'm just saying... All right, folks, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And you're saying what?
I'm not saying. I'm not going to say what I'm saying. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. Here we have Chef Carl Cedilia on vegetables that will help you lose weight. Zero-calorie vegetables. Yeah. Zero-calorie vegetables here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Man, I swear I love
Won't be long now before we have a brand new design on our website, the world-famous Phil Henry Show website, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. All you have to do is head on over to our website right now to get a year's subscription, and with a year's subscription, a year's BSP to philhenryshow.com, you get a voice message by the character of your choice for you. That's how we do these things, right?
Now, this is the second promotion that we've done with the voice messages, right?
Not the third.
Yeah, we've done three. This will be the third, I should say, and they've all been wildly successful. So if you have a character in mind that you want to get a voice message from, by all means, let us know. And I think you can do that. Is there not an email there in the subscription area, bud?
I believe there is. I mean, we could double check it.
Let me go over here right now and check this. So make sure you get that done just as soon as possible, and make sure you get that done, man. Take advantage of our website redesign, which we will be unveiling sometime in late January, and get your voice messages recorded by the character of your choice just by getting your subscription to our website, philhenryshow.com. So subscribe to the world famous Phil Henry Show and get a voice message in the voice of the character you most want, you most admire, you most love.
What about you, General?
Whatever. You most admire. How about you?
Whatever.
That's the Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com, for a one-year subscription, a backstage pass to our magnificence.
World-famous Phil Henry Show to El Pacifico in Southern California. Now, here's Phil Henry.
Thank you very much. Now, Chef Carl Ciadelli is going to join us from Ted's of Beverly Hills, one of the great restaurants and a great sponsor, longtime sponsor. And I was talking here about the diet that I was struggling with, Chef Ciadelli, you know, 2-3 years ago, and the calories that I was counting, and, you know, the whole nine yards.
Well, it's not easy, Phil, and I can tell you that. I've had a weight problem myself. I just gave up on it myself. I decided I'm not going to deal with it.
What does that mean, you're not going to deal with it?
I'm just going to eat. If I have a weight problem now, I'm not going to wrestle with it. I'll try to eat better. But there's nothing I'm going to do about it.
Well, how do you stay healthy?
Well, like Phil does. He counts calories. I can count some calories, maybe take 5 pounds off here, 10 pounds off here. But I'm not going to. Phil, how much weight did you lose?
I lost 80 pounds.
80 pounds over 7 months, right?
Yeah, it was about 7 months.
All right, I'm not about to do that. I enjoy food too much.
Well, why wouldn't you want to protect your health?
I'm not here. Phil, am I supposed to be here listening to this?
No, we're not going to talk about this. We're going to talk about recipes.
Well, what do you mean? What does he mean, listening to this?
Listening to this ball busting?
Hey, let me see. Hey, Phil, it's Tedville.
Hey, Ted, how are you?
Chef Ciadelli is a little upset. Are you going to be breaking his balls here?
I'm not breaking anyone's balls. I'm asking a question.
Margaret, you are really kind of pushing people around here.
What is it? Has everybody got... You know what? All of you guys are some real fairies with a bug up your ass.
Well, there she goes.
Well, I'm sorry, but Chef Ciadelli has got other things to do. He's doing a segment here with you on zero-calorie foods. Is that it?
No.
Hey, Margaret, come on.
No.
Well, she walked out of here.
Let me go get her.
No, don't go get her.
You mean you're going to go get me?
All right, Carl. All
right, thanks a lot, Ted.
Yeah.
So I was listening to what you were saying, Phil, and you're right. There are certain foods that are zero calorie. One of them is the turnip. Another is the cucumber. And then there's cabbage. And there's also the very famous kale.
Now, talking about kale, everybody, like my auntie cooks with kale. Yeah, I've heard about kale.
Kale is an interesting lettuce-like vegetable. It does not have much in the way of taste. It's got almost a granular, a grainy kind of texture to it when you chew it. It doesn't have that light, leafy sweetness to it that the usual lettuce has. But the one thing that it does have is it's very, very low in calories. As a matter of fact, as we mentioned, Phil, it's like almost a zero in calories.
All right, so you have all these foods. I imagine you're going to chop them up and make a salad out of them, right?
Well, you want to do the segment then? Because,
Well, come on, Chef.
No, I come in here and the guy's...
What did I do?
That's what I was going to do, make a salad. God. Let me have the phone. Hey, Phil, look,
What are you doing? Are you hanging there?
I'm listening. Yeah, I'm listening in just to make sure. Look, the chef is very busy tonight. If you want to... he was going to make a salad, a very light salad that was going to be a zero-calorie salad, but you already know what he's going to do. Why don't you do it?
I'm guessing the foods that he has...
What did I have? Thanks a lot. I know you're guessing, Phil, but I'm the chef. And when I sit here and I've got on my chef hat, everyone's looking at me because they know I'm on the radio and I'm on your podcast. wearing my chef hat.
All right, so you're wearing your chef hat.
Well, that means I'm doing a show. And if the guy here is going to tell everybody what I'm about...
Well, did everybody hear it?
Yes, I got the speaker on everything. Put the chef hat on. All right. Let me talk to you. Hey, it's Ted Bell.
Ted, are you going to keep popping in?
Yes. He took his chef hat off. Put it back on. I got the chef hat on.
What's the big deal with the chef hat?
I want in on this. When he takes the chef hat off, there is no more credulity. There's no credibility.
Well, the chef hat lets everyone know who he is.
Right. All right, so...
All right, I'm sorry I made you take your chef hat off.
Well, what a smart ass. Hey, Phil, it's Ted Bell.
Hey, Ted, if you take that phone one more time, I'm hanging up.
What a prick here. All right, what's the problem?
The problem is, man, is I want to finish this cooking segment.
Don't yell in my ear. I'm making a salad. It's going to be out of kale. It's going to be out of turnip. We're going to use cucumber. We're going to have some tomato in it. And then we're going to use a light, very, very light oil dressing. Now, here's how you make the light oil dressing. Go to the supermarket, look for Hidden Valley Fat Free, buy that, and dump it on the fucking... All right, well, that's all he can do. I'm Chef Cold. I don't know what you said.
You know, let me ask you something, man.
Look, I got a very busy restaurant tonight.
Yeah, let me ask you something. If I am interviewing Chef Chedilia and I ask a question or I make a comment and he's just too thin-skinned to deal with it, why is it that I'm the guy that has to lose the segment? I'm hearing him slamming phones down. I'm hearing him handing the phone to you.
What do you mean you're losing the segment? You've got to have respect for one of the great chefs one of the great chefs that I've ever had. And
how have I disrespected him?
By saying to him, oh, you're going to make a salad. Like, oh, I already know what you're going to do because you're so predictable, even though he is. You have to give these guys...
You know, I want in on this. A lot of people... Margaret, would you come on? No, a lot of people understand that chefs, or the plural of chef is sheaves, are extremely...
What are you called?
Who's this?
Ted Bell, that's who this is.
Oh, well, don't yell at me.
Margaret, I'm going to... Thank you very much, Ted.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't, but I don't care anymore.
Phil, you know about sheaves.
No, I don't know about sheaves. Everybody get out of my life.
Look, Phil, all I wanted to...
No. We'll be right back. We have Bobby Dooley, who sat down in some dick.
And that's how you're going to do that, huh?
Yes, that's how they do that.
World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Yeah.
Demonic possession soups are good for you, good for your kids, and good for your husband. They're good for every member of the family. Demonic possession soups come in 5 varieties. Vegetable, as well as the chicken, the broth, buck broth, and powder broth. That's 6. We said 5, that's 6. Demonic possession soups. I want you to go to the supermarket and ask for it by name. Sometimes you can ask for it not by name. You can just say, where's that soup that turns your eyeballs red and your tongue is forked and you begin to levitate out of the bed and you shit guacamole. Not just throw it up, but shit it. And the guy will say, oh, you mean demonic possession soup? You'll know you're onto something. Demonic possession soups. They're available at most supermarkets, most grocery stores. Every drug dealer carries them, so you'll never be out of demonic possession soups. I hope you enjoy it. One of the great films of all time, Battering Ram, with Susan Argon at the Flexible Cinema now through Sunday.
Welcome back, world famous Phil Henry Show. Thank you, Exodus. And,
Jesus Christ. Those guys, what they really want is for me just to convert to Satanism. Is that it?
No. That all's music.
Yeah, all it is music.
But, I mean, it would help if you would convert to Satanism, and that way...
Me convert to Satanism?
I bet you they've got a folding card table when they do their concerts, and then they have people come up and sign up for the Satanism Weekly or something. That's exactly what happens, right? All right, so...
You're being a smartass, dude. I know you're kidding.
There you go. Hey, I'm kidding.
What are you being a smartass for it, Phil?
What am I being a smartass for it, Phil?
I want in on this.
Margaret.
This is not fair, Phil.
You walked away? Stay away.
Oh, wait a minute. What's this all about?
What is this all about? It means I want to get to the end of this show without you guys giving me a whole passel of shit about stuff. And that begins and ends with demonic possession, bands or soups. Okay.
You know, I could get up and walk out of here, too.
Look, General, I don't want you to, but at this point, all I want to do is get to the end of this program because that just about that whole thing with Chef Chedilia and that whole thing with that Sky Baby.
Boyd Sky Baby is a perv. He's a twisted mutant pervert, all right?
Margaret?
No, he is. Boyd Sweetan is a small sex ghoul. Just a sex school. That's just a... God.
Miss Gray.
God.
I better go get her a cold compress.
Yeah, go ahead. You do that, man.
What's so funny?
A cold compress.
God.
All right. So, Bobby Dooley joining us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association in Western Estates, California. They had a football party at her home there on Sunday. And you made your regular seven-layer dip, Bobby. And I know that it was greatly appreciated. It's always a success, right?
Well, yes. The seven-layer dip is never not a success. That's a given.
Yeah, pretty much a success, Miss Ernie.
Steve, I got this.
I want to make sure he gets all the facts, though. The seven-layer dip, here.
This is my husband, Steve.
Seven-layer dip.
So, did you get that?
Yeah, I got that.
No, we did not get that, but we don't need it. Now,
whatever that means.
Seven-layer dip, Joe.
I got your seven-layer dip in my slacks.
Oh, my God.
Steve, go play out there. Oh, the sprinklers are on. You want to go play in them?
All right.
So I had made my famous seven-layer dip, which is in a dip bowl fill that's rather unusually shaped. It's very large. There's a lot of curves and places where the dip will go. It's a big bowl, and it serves lots of people. And it's a seven-layer dip. Unfortunately, it takes up a lot of space in our entryway.
Right. And didn't the same thing happen to you a few years ago?
Yes. As I tried to get around the dip... All right, and I was moving. There were people sitting on the edge of a planter that we have, facing the dip. So it is very rude to pass in front of someone with your back to them. And I think the obvious reasons can be, we can dispense with those.
Did get butt in the, your butt's up there, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes, bud, that's because you don't want your rear end in somebody's face.
I was hoping to dispense with that. Steve, go play in the sprinklers.
Well, throw the butt in the face.
We already talked about it.
Okay.
My husband's over in the sprinklers right now. If there's anyone listening right now and you want to come to Western Estates and go out and run in the sprinklers with my husband, Steve, you're more than welcome to. Only adult men, though.
Are you actually inviting adult men to run in the sprinklers with your husband?
What's wrong with that?
It sounds like your husband's mentally deficient.
Excuse me, but he's cooling off. All right.
You guys have a pool there, right?
We have a pool, but Steve likes to run in the... Get a load of these guys. Hey, Steve, I'm talking to these guys over here.
Hey, you just talk to us, will you, Bobby?
Sorry.
So, the seven-layer dip you got pushed into.
I didn't exactly get pushed into it. This very, very handsome actor who lives here at Western Estates, Boog Hornacek,
What was the gentleman's name?
His name is Boog Hornacek.
And he's an actor?
Yes, very well-known actor. He's been in the NBC series Boog, The Private Eye, or something like that.
The actor's name is Boog Hornacek, or is it...
No, the character he plays on TV is Boog Hornacek, Private Eye.
What is his name?
Oh, the real name of the real guy?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I just know him by his character's name. Hey, Steve, come over here for a minute. What's the name of the real name of Boog Hornacek?
Boog Hornacek, Private Eye.
What's his real name, though?
Boog.
Boog Hornacek.
Oh, wow.
No one knows. It sort of it's left us disoriented.
So you don't, you identify so much with the actor and the role that he plays.
This is what you sounded like. You. That's what you sounded like, Margaret.
Thank you very much, Bobby. You're very observant. You identify so much with the actor's role and not the actor that you don't know the man's real name.
What is his real name? Steve, there goes Dr. Rogers. Hi, Bobby. What's Boog Hornacek, the act, you know, the character? What's his real name? Dickney? Dickney Coon? Dickney Cube. Oh, Dickney Cube. Thank you. Dickney Cube.
That's the name of the actor.
Yes. And that was the man, as I moved past him, and I didn't want to put my butt in the, you know, stick my butt there, although he had said, why are you moving past me that way? And I said, because I don't want to stick it in your face. And he said, since when's that been a problem? And I went, you know what? You are such a dirty, filthy animal, Boog. He said, call me Dickney. That's right. Steve.
Dickney Cube, isn't it?
Go back to the sprinklers. Every time I want you on the phone, you don't have to grab it out of my hand and scream into it.
Yeah, but I want to just... His name's Dickney Cube.
All right, now go to the pool.
The what?
Go to the sprool.
What's that?
A cross between sprinklers and pool.
What if I go to the sprinkler?
All right, that's the same thing.
All right.
You know what? I'm going to call an ambulance for both of you.
Why?
because you sound like you're nuts.
Well, this is a conversation that's not making sense. But anyway, I happen to know Dick Nicube. He is a up-and-coming young actor in Hollywood.
Yeah, well, you know what? I know him because he lives here. So don't talk about who you know.
I simply wanted to say that he's a very polite young man. So you not sticking your rear end in his face probably was something he did appreciate.
That's not what he said. He said, since when has that been a problem? But anyway, when he got up, he said, excuse me, Bobby, I want to get up and get some more of your delicious dip. And he gave me a look, and every woman knows what that means. And I felt myself going faint, and I fainted right into the...
What happened?
I fainted right into the dip.
What do you mean you fainted into the dip?
When he got up, and he said, excuse me, Ms. Dooley.
Here, I can do it. Yeah, Dick McPugh.
Give me the phone, Steve, before I beat you, before I almost kick you to death. Anyway, he got up and he said, Ms. Dooley, I would like to get some more of your delicious dip, y'all. And he gave me a wink, and it was very sexual and very sexy. And so I felt myself beginning to faint. And I went faint, and I went, ugh. And I went rear end first. I was almost going to say a dirty word.
You were going to say ass first.
Yes, except that word comes very easy to you, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't, Bobby, but I'm trying to get through this as best as we can.
Why, because I get all the attention and you don't? That's because I get all the attention and she don't.
My wife gets out of it.
What are you going to do?
You've got a husband there who belongs in a hospital. You yourself probably could be committed for a few hours. Your sons belong in foster care irregardless. And now let's see.
There's no such word as irregardless. You mean regardless.
How I hate you. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey. Thank you. I'm Bobby Dooley.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bobby Dooley.
Don't say anything. I'm Margaret Gray. Don't say anything.
I'm Bobby Dooley.
Phil.
Get out of here, will you?
Oh, my God.
Phil, are you all right? You're flipping me out.
It's about time you took control of that show, Phil.
Mr. Henry.
Steve, if you do that again, I'm going to kick your nuts right up in your throat.
God, I think everybody ought to cool out, man.
All I'm saying...
Cool out, everybody. Everybody cool out.
Everybody? What are you? You sound like a Russian.
A what?
You sound like a Russian.
Now, everybody chill out. And Ms. Dooley, you fainted in a dip, and then Dick Nicube wiped your butt off with a towel. Is that right?
Who am I speaking with?
Dick Nicube wiped your butt off with a towel. Is that right?
Yes. And then he lifted me up, and he put me on the back of his motorcycle, and off we went to Topanga Canyon, and I blacked out until I got home early this morning at 4.
And you were walking bow-legged, right? Wasn't you walking bow-legged?
Yes, all right. Yes, I was.
All right. That's the end of the interview. Thank you.
There's more than...
That's the end of the interview. Thank you.
But
you. Everybody shut up. That's just the way you're going to be. Acting like a bunch of kids. Going to take forever to edit this show tonight. I ain't got all the time in the world. The whole promotion for the voice... Get a free voice message of the character your choice with a one-year subscription to PhilHenryShow.com. That's butchered up. General's passed out here in a seat. Mr. Henry, forget it. World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico. That's executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved at the Podcast One.
Can I say something?
No!